Okay, call to order the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on June 21st at 5 o'clock PM, 5:01 2022. Everybody stand for the pledge. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Director Fincher?
Here.
And Director Workle?
Here.
Okay. So, we're going to go over the financial section in your board packet. And on the first page, we have the balance sheet. So, the district's combined Chase with the cash and LAIF balance was at $1,162,467 at the month end, and the district's total liabilities on line 32 was at $841,909 at the month end. Are there any questions on this page? Okay, so we're going to move on to the profit and loss.
No.
So on next page, and profit and loss, the year to date is at 92% of the year. I'm going to call out a few items that are not at 92%, and then if you have any other questions, just let me know. So down on line 12, we have return check fees. These fees are charged to customers for a bounced check, and they are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. Year-to-date is over-budgeted due to more fees collected than anticipated. So every time a customer's check bounces, we get charged $30, so they get charged $30. And down on line 13 is basic facility fees. These are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. And year-to-date activity consists of 2 3/4-inch meter installations in July, 1 in August, 1 in December, and 1 in January. So that one's at 682%. Down on line 20, interest income. This one's at 209%. This account includes interest earnings in the district's LAIF and other investment accounts and the interest charged on overdue customer balances. Year-to-date is over budget due to the resuming of the charging interest on unpaid water bills.
Is that LAIF and?
Yeah, so it's kind of confusing when I saw it first too, because it's interest that we get for the LAIF or investment account, and then also the interest for customer bills, water bills. And down on line 23 is total revenues, which is at 98% of the year. And then we start on expenses, and down on line 41 is the total payroll and benefits, which is at 92% of the year. So some of the payroll is over, some of it's under, but overall it's right on track. Are there any questions on this page?
No.
Then moving on to operational expenses. Down on line 51, facilities, wells, T&D, and other. So this account includes the generator service contract expenses, site landscaping and maintenance, chlorinators, and SCADA. And year-to-date is over budget due to the $4,000 tree trimming service performed in November and a $7,700 chlorinator purchase in May that was not in the budget. Down on line 57, we have trash pickup and office cleaning. So the office cleaning prices had not gone up since 2013, and so the new rates have increased greatly. That's why that one's so high. Down on line 65, printing and publications. This account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. Year to date is at 8% of the budget. And that one previously also included some really high cost for recruitment, but we found a cheaper option, so we're doing that instead. Down on line 67, office storage. This account includes the lease payments for equipment and supply storage to Riverside County. It was the old district office, but we no longer pay that. That was starting in January. We stopped paying it, so it's only at 56% of the budget, and it done for that year. And are there any other questions on this page?
No.
All right, moving on to the last page then. Line 89, equipment rental. This account includes equipment rental expenses incurred by the district. Year-to-date is over budget due to increased traffic control services in November and December, which was due to a leak on Bonita and Broadway. So one on Bonita and one on Broadway, I think. And a $4,000 charge in May due to a project at 46910 Bonita. And then down way at the bottom on line 115 is the net income and loss. So as of May 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at $289,360. Does anyone have any other questions on any of them at all?
So for, if I'm looking at total expenses, we're at 89% of the year, line 101?
Yes.
And then for income, we're at 98?
Yeah, so we have more income than expected and less expenses.
That's cool now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, I don't have any questions here.
No.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. We're going to adjourn to check cashing, check signing? Yeah, check cashing, check signing at 5:07.